You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. A year ago today, President Donald Trump signed a package of bills called Sesta Fosta to crack down on sex ads online. Supporters said this package would combat sex trafficking. Critics said it would only make the sex trade more dangerous. KELW's justice reporter Holly J. McDeed is joining me now in studio to unpack it all. So what is Sesta Fosta and who supports it?
So Sesta Fosta is this law that, in short, allows prosecutors to go after websites that host ads for sexual services. It's supported by people who are anti-trafficking advocates, like a woman I spoke to named Vanessa Russell. About 10 years ago, she founded an advocacy group called Love Never Fails in Hayward. She was actually inspired to start this group when she learned that one of her 15-year-old dance students was being trafficked and sold throughout California. So she went looking for her on the streets and online.
I saw that there were many, many thousands of children on there. And I just, you know, my eyes were opened to this, the reality that this was not some anomaly, but a very common thing.
A very common thing. That's pretty shocking.
Yeah, so in this process, Vanessa, she discovered sites where this was happening, sites like MyRedBook and Backpage.com, which at the time was one of the biggest publishers of sex ads in the world.
You click the link and you go in and someone's having sex with her, like right there on the picture. You see it. You see acronyms that say whether she requires condoms or not. And this is of a child that's being raped, and it's okay.
For years and years, families of trafficking victims filed and lost lawsuits against Backpage.
But why did they lose? Isn't what they're doing just clearly illegal?
Well, one reason that Backpage kept winning these court challenges was because of this law that goes back to the 90s in the early days of the internet. So that law says that websites are not responsible for the content being posted by users, ads, for example. But it took a massive Justice Department investigation and well over a decade to bring Backpage down, which finally happened in 2018. Mm-hmm. And days after Backpage was seized by the federal government, this law, Sesta Fosta, was signed. And this law, what it did was it amended this code, making it easier to hold sites accountable for online sex trafficking.
So how does Sesta Fosta work?
So basically, it makes it easier for victims and states to sue websites that they find to be knowingly facilitating or assisting or supporting sex trafficking, is how the law spells it out.
I think it's sending a message that you will be held accountable, and we're no longer just going to go after the street thugs, but we're going to go after some of the white-collar exploiters that are empowering them. And making this a cool, easy thing for people to do.
But there were people who were also very worried about other consequences of this law. Sex workers were worried about losing their business and also about losing their safety.
But why were they worried?
So the research shows that it is safer for sex workers to find clients online than trying to find them on the streets. One big reason is that Backpage gave sex workers the power to screen clients, run background checks on them, for instance. One woman I spoke to is named Kristen D'Angelo. She's a survivor of sex trafficking, and now she works as a sex worker. And she says that both of those realities really shaped her view of a law like Sesta Fosta.
Okay, what was her experience?
Decades ago, when Kristen was a teenager, she worked in massage parlors to survive. But after a crackdown on massage parlors and sex ads in newspapers, she was forced to rely on pimps who were violent and abusive and forced to work on the streets.
And what happened to me is I became desperate because I had no way to support myself. A girl said, "I know a guy who can help you." And that was the beginning of me being trafficked for almost 10 years. And it was this nightmare that just kept going down.
So for her, because she couldn't put ads out for herself, she was in this vulnerable and dangerous position then.
That's right. And for her, when Sesta Fosta was introduced, she saw it as history repeating. Instead of going after newspapers, lawmakers were going after websites. So Kristen was scared that more people would end up trafficked on the streets like she was.
Like, we were trying to get people to listen that they were basically taking food out of children's and people who are trying to survive's mouth. Like, you can't do that. You can't just take people's jobs like that and provide nothing on the other end.
So, Holly, did Sestafosta have the effect that Kristen was worried about, that it would force sex workers onto the streets?
Kristen says it has, and other sex workers I spoke to for this story say that it has. So now Kristen runs an advocacy group called the Sex Workers Outreach Project out of Sacramento. And so she's kind of on the front lines of these issues. She's the person who's often responding to phone calls from people who are on the streets and who are in trouble. And she says that she's taking calls from a lot of people who were forced to work on the street. She's getting calls from women who are suicidal, who say that now they've had to go back to pimps who were dangerous. She says that people have called her saying that they've been raped and robbed since this law went into effect because the streets are less safe than advertising online.
Our streets are what we call lit. I mean, there are more workers out there than I can recall. People are in trouble, and our hotline here, I mean, we do not have the resources to even touch the calls we're getting now.
And you know, Kristen's work is focused on helping people stay safe in the sex industry, and she says that because of this law, it's getting harder to do that.
So you see them beginning to negotiate higher prices for not using protection. And when we talk to the workers about, like, this isn't safe, like, you could die nowadays, like, you need to be safe. We would get comments like, you're kidding me, right? I need to eat. I won't live long enough to care about that if I can't eat.
And the sex trade is already really dangerous to begin with. Supporters of Sestafosta will tell you that's why the crackdown on these ads was necessary. But opponents will tell you it's only made things worse for them.
Is there any way to address sex trafficking online without these other unintended consequences?
Well, there are other ways to go about this, but in ways that are maybe more complicated. I mean, everyone I spoke to for this story, on both ends of the debate, people who support this bill, people oppose it, they want more holistic solutions on the table. You know, things like job training, education, more shelters, and housing. And if we want to really understand this issue, we need to start having more frank discussions about agency, manipulation, and coercion. And both victims and sex workers need to be a part of that conversation.
Okay, thanks, Holly. Holly is KALW's justice reporter. You can reach her at justice@kalw.org.